Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. While the nation was focused on yesterday's Michigan Republican primary vote in East Lansing, voters were rejecting a $53 million bond proposal that would have paid for major technology upgrades throughout the district and rebuilt five elementary schools. Why did voters say no? Well, to find out, I'm joined by Thomas Bowman. He's the spokesperson for the Support a Better Plan group, a community group that led the fight against the proposal. Thomas joins me now. Thank you for coming on the program, Thomas.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Now, Thomas, the bond failed with a 53% of the voters casting their ballot against it. This is far from a decisive decision by the voters. But tell me, why were you opposed to the proposal?
Well, this was a very contentious issue to begin with. So everybody involved was aware that this would be very close. Why were we against this proposal? First of all, I would like to state that everybody also in Support a Better Plan is supporting public education and also investing money in public education. But this plan that was put forth by the school board wasn't a plan that we could support because it asked for rebuilding or basically mostly new construction of five schools, and they were all located in the northern part of the school district, leaving out an area where we have a school right now that would have been closed. And we thought that wasn't the best plan available, also not the best plan for the school district.
I see. You're talking about the Red Cedar Elementary School being closed?
That's correct. So part of the plan was to close Red Cedar School and then rebuild five of the remaining elementary schools that are all in the northern part of the school district.
The plan was then to invest about $8 to $9 million in each of these five elementary schools, about $7 million to add a sixth grade wing to the McDonald Middle School, and about $1.5 million to the East Lansing High School. Was there a particular part of that that you opposed? I mean, were you looking for less money to be spent on each of the elementary schools? Was it the amount?
So there were a number of issues. The first issue was, of course, the one I already pointed at, the inequality of where you locate these schools within the district. The second issue that we had a problem with was that we would be building five new elementary schools, add a wing to the middle school. We would create actually a capacity of elementary school buildings that was higher than what we have currently, when at the same time the projection for enrollment is actually declining, especially if you look at the residential enrollment that has been declining for the last 10 years or so. The only way that the East Lansing School District right now can keep the overall enrollment more or less constant is by adding schools of choice children. At the moment, this is beyond 20% already, and the only way that we would be able to fill the new buildings would be to every year have an increase in schools of choice students, which I thought that was highly optimistic.
I'm talking to Thomas Bowman, spokesperson for the Support a Better Plan group in East Lansing, a community group that that successfully fought against a $53 million bond proposal that failed yesterday. So does the group have a counter proposal? Do you think that there should be some investment in the infrastructure of these schools?
Everybody agrees that we need to do something about our school buildings. They are not crumbling necessarily, but they are older buildings, and we need to either renovate or rebuild them. Some major investment has to be done. We just don't think that the plan that was proposed was the best way to do about it. There are many options that were discussed in the Citizens Committee and also in school board meetings. We don't have a concrete a plan. I think now it's again back to the drawing boards. We would like to open a new dialogue with the school board to figure out a plan that finds more consensus in the community. As you mentioned early on, this is a close failed proposal. The community is divided over this. So I think the only way that we can move forward is if we have a plan that finds a broader acceptance. And I think that's what we should be looking forward to.
So is part of what your group wants to see is the Red Cedar Elementary School remaining open?
There are certainly parts of the group that their main incentive was to fight for their neighborhood school. I think we really have to look at the basics here. What are the needs of the district? And we have to make decisions of which buildings to close based on the facts and what the district can do and how we can best actually serve the student population. I don't think it's very helpful if we argue a neighborhood against neighborhood, which school to keep and which to close, and look at factors that are outside, you know, outside the goal to have a high achieving student body. And I think that should be the main goal. So let's discuss the issue based on those criteria.
I mean, were school district officials in East Lansing responsive to your group before the vote, and did they consider any of your counter proposals?
Well, there were many discussions during school board meetings early on. Were they responsive? Personally, I had the feeling that throughout a lot of the board meetings, they heard the public comment, which was really lengthy at times. I don't know if they listened, because I heard many comments that didn't favor this proposal early on, and they still went forward with it. Even the board was divided over this. The original proposal only passed with a 4-3 margin, you know, which is as close as you can get. So I think that the school board that itself is not behind this plan fully. How can they expect that the community will support it?
As you say, it's a tricky thing because enrollment is dropping, yet there is a call to improve the infrastructure. Do you think that a school, an elementary school, will need to be closed, one will have to be chosen, and that the investments that are made might have to simply be more modest, maybe at half the amount?
That might be necessary. One of the original motivations to go through this process was to actually create a more efficient district with savings and operational costs, because there was a budget shortfall, if you remember, in 2009, which triggered this whole process. The current proposal didn't really address that. And what I see, if that would have gone through, is that in the future there would have been again a problem with operational cost, which actually provides, you know, teachers and so forth, and that puts a very big limitation on running the schools, more than maybe even the buildings we have currently.
I see. So even with reductions in operational costs, do you think there should still be an investment in the tens of millions in the infrastructure of the schools that will remain?
I think certainly that would be adequate. If the decision is to rebuild schools, the investment will be, tens of millions of dollars. The big question, and this is why this was pushed so hard by the school district, is the issue of bonding capacity. But I think there are options still, and we don't have to invest $60 million. This is what the plan actually called for being spent on new buildings and renovation technology. I don't think we have to spend $60 million all at once. I think a more measured approach is actually fiscally more prudent, but also more flexible. If you don't know exactly what will happen 10 years down the road, I think it's better to go in small steps rather than one big step.
I guess the one point of full agreement, though, from what you're saying, is that there does need to be some investment made in upgrading the school facilities and the technological backbone.
Yes, certainly, and our group never argued against that. You know, we completely agree with the, for instance, the Citizens Committee that saw that there's a need for improvements in the facilities, and we clearly see that needs to be done.
Thomas Bowman, spokesperson for the Support a Better Plan group, a grassroots group in East Lansing that fought against the $53 million bond proposal that failed yesterday, and we'll see what happens next in East Lansing. Thomas, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. Have a good night.
You too. And we'll be right back with the second half hour of the Capital City Recap here on 1320 WILS. Send us some feedback if you have any. CapitalCityRecap@gmail.com is our email address. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. We will be right back.